Yeah. Hey, I'm going to switch this one up a little bit. This episode is literally going to be just about the Chiefs and the Bills matchup. The divisional game, second round of the playoffs, in Buffalo, Patty Mahomes, Josh Allen, another showdown between the two. And this episode is going to be strictly regarding that one. I've literally had to sit here and watch First Take, Undisputed, a little bit of Get Up. And I watched all of these people, you know, try to make excuses for Josh Allen and try to make excuses for the Bills and try to say that Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are on the same level. Bro, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't think nobody's I don't think no quarterback is on the level of Patrick Mahomes right now. I think he's in a world of his own. And then the next is Lamar Jackson. But I think clear cut, I'm just making this obvious and known right now. Clear cut, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. I don't even care if they have a losing season next year. I'm still going to think he's the best quarterback in the NFL because of what I've seen him do, how I've seen him compete, how I've seen him win games, meaningful games in the regular season as well as the playoffs. Back against the wall, whatever. I've seen him do it. I've seen him come back. I've seen him be down in the Super Bowl. I think every Super Bowl he was in, he was down, and he won two of them. Going into the fourth quarter, I think he was down by 10 in both Super Bowls he won. I've seen him with his back against the wall. So that's why I say Patrick Mahomes is in a world of his own. But let's talk about this Chiefs-Bills game. Bear with me because we are about to jump into this. I'm tired of Dan Orlovsky. I'm tired of, you know, some of these other guys. Even Rex Ryan was trying to, you know, show love to Josh Allen. And I'm not – let me throw these out there first. I think Josh Allen is a top five quarterback in the league. I think he sits at number four. I think it goes Patrick Mahomes at number one, Lamar Jackson at number two, a healthy Joe Burrow at number three, and Josh Allen at number four. Because I think – and I put Joe Burrow in front of Josh Allen because I think that Joe Burrow is a guy that can win from the pocket. He plays winning football, and he went into Buffalo last year and beat the Bills as well last year. So this is the second year in a row that Josh Allen has lost in the second round on his own turf, in his own backyard. That's all I'm saying. Bills Mafia, y'all have witnessed it. Y'all have witnessed y'all game-changing quarterback go out there and lose two straight playoff games in his own backyard versus great quarterbacks. Just saying. But let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about it because there's some things to talk about. If you watch this game from start to finish, this was a great game. This was a great game. Obviously, the numbers were pretty close. The numbers were pretty close. Let's talk about it. The Bills had the ball for 37 minutes in the game to the Chiefs 23 minutes. Hear what I just said. The Bills had the ball for 37 minutes and the Chiefs had the ball for 23 minutes. So the Bills had the ball for 14 more minutes than the Chiefs did. Right? The Bills ran 78 plays to the Chiefs 47 plays. The Bills had 31 more plays than the Chiefs on offense. So that's 31 more plays that the Chiefs' defense was on the field. Okay. Let's go to total yards. The Bills had 368 total yards to the Chiefs' 361. So they had the ball for 14 more minutes. They ran 31 more plays, and they only had 7 more yards. Why they only have 7 more yards, Lip? Let's go to passing yards. Patrick Mahomes threw for 215 passing yards. He was 17 for 23, 215 passing yards and 2 touchdowns. Josh Allen was 26 for 39, 186 passing yards and 1 touchdown. So Patrick Mahomes literally had nine less completions. Nine less completions than Josh Allen had. And he had three, Patrick Mahomes had 23 attempts throughout the whole game. Josh Allen had 26 completions throughout the whole game. And Patrick Mahomes still threw for 30 more yards than Josh Allen. 30 more yards. He threw the ball 17 times, 215 yards. Josh Allen had 26 completions for 186 yards. What's wrong with that? How does that even add up, Lip? Let's break it down. Out of the 26 completions that Josh Allen had, 16 of them were thrown behind the line of scrimmage. 16, that means bubble screens, screens to the running back, flare routes to the running, to the running back, screens to the tight end, bubble screens to Shakir. What does that tell you about this offense? I'm going to just tell you what that tells me a little bit about this offense. It tells me that Buffalo don't trust Josh Allen to throw them to a win. They don't trust him. They don't trust him to throw them into a win. They want him to make quick decisions because the longer time he has to make a decision, I think the worse he sees the field. The quicker the decision for Josh Allen, the better. And we see that. We see when it's third and eight and he's in the gun and he take one step back and then he just running the ball. Like he's literally waiting till the receivers run down the field, bro. So they can take the defenders down the field as well so he can find a lane to run the ball. Like, Josh Allen is more of a running quarterback than Josh. You know how y'all look at Lamar Jackson? Y'all be like, oh, he's a running quarterback. No, Josh Allen is that running quarterback. He may be closer to that running back that can throw analogy that y'all like to throw at Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen might be closer to that. Yeah, he has this strong arm. He do. But he don't know what to do with that strong arm. Even in the playoffs last year, I remember watching the playoffs last year. It was a couple throws that he just missed. Against the Bengals last year in the playoffs, there were throws that he just missed. Either it was too high, too low, two to the left, two to the right. But it's never, like, you never really see him throw a really accurate pass unless it's quick. Unless it's quick, unless it's like a stick route, a quick out route, you know, a bubble screen. But I've never really seen him sit back in that pocket like that and wait for that over route to get all the way across the field and throw an accurate pass to that over route. I've never seen him watch the over route clear out and then have the dig right behind it, you know, in between the safety and the linebacker. I've rarely seen him make that type of throw in a big moment. But you know what I have seen Josh Allen do in the big moment? Run the ball. Tuck the ball down and run the ball. Even yesterday, he almost got in trouble with it yesterday in the fourth quarter when he tucked the ball down and ran the ball and Chris Jones knocked the ball out. They happened to recover it, but he fumbled because his whole thing is, I'm going to just let my wide receivers run down the field and I'm going to have hopefully the defenders go with them. And then I'm going to have more space to run the ball. That's what he wants to do. I'm telling you, bro, I think Josh Allen is a, like I said, I think he's a game changer. Like, I'm not going to take nothing away from his game. I think he's a game changer. But I'm just pointing out what people don't want to point out. Yeah, there were some drop passes. Okay, Patrick Mahomes had drop passes all year. Lamar Jackson had receivers drop the ball as well. Remember Ravens game? The Ravens Steelers game earlier this year. Zay Flowers dropped a touchdown. Rashawn Bateman dropped a touchdown. Zay Flowers dropped a couple passes that game. Odell dropped a pass that game. Lamar Jackson has literally been in an offense where his wide receiver weapons have dropped the ball a lot. That's why he started to favor Mark Andrews, so much because Andrews was not dropping the ball and he was a bigger target. But a lot of the other guys will drop the ball. We've seen guys drop the ball. Let's think about it. Remember, the Patriots, Tom Brady's last year with the Patriots. They had drops. Yeah, they had some young receivers, but they had drops, right? It was Jacoby Myers. Philip Dorsett was on that team, if I'm not mistaken. There was guys that was dropping the ball, and Tom Brady wasn't able to overcome that. That's why he ended up leaving and going to Tom Brady, because he's like, man, I'm about to go over here because we don't have the weapons that we need to have over here. And then in the same sentence, I watched the Chiefs wide receiving corps lead the league in drops this year. Literally, they led the NFL in drops this year. If you watch football, you've been watching them this whole year. You've been watching. You watch Skent Vandales. You watch MVS drop some passes to lose games. You've watched even Travis Kelce drop passes this year. Passes that he would never drop. He would catch these passes in his sleep. We watched him drop passes this year. We watched the rookie drop a lot of passes earlier this year. Rasheem Rice. What he's done in these last, in the back end of this season has been hella good. He's definitely one of those receivers that Patrick Mahomes love, and he's corrected his mistakes for sure, but he's still a rookie. He's dropped passes. We watched Mecole Hardman drop passes. We've watched Kadarius Toney drop hella passes. We watched Sky Moore drop passes. And somehow Patrick Mahomes still led his team to the AFC Championship. Somehow he still won the division. Somehow Patrick Mahomes still has a chance to get to the Super Bowl and win another Super Bowl with all of that going on this year. With all of that going on this year. They literally lost games because of drop passes. Literally lost games. So I don't make that excuse. I'm not giving that excuse for Josh Allen. Yeah, you might have had a drop. The only drop, it's a very rare drop. Like, if you know Stephon Diggs, bro, I never really see him drop the ball. He has some of the best hands in the NFL. He literally has top five hands in the NFL. And the ball he dropped, the go route, you know, that was a drop. But that's rare. That's very rare. Yeah, it might have hurt him. Yeah, it could have been a big play. But that catch right there wouldn't have guaranteed them a win. They would have still had to go out there and win. But so you can't just blame it on a drop. That's what I say. You still have multiple chances. This Bills team, I just feel like Josh Allen didn't make the plays when he needed to make them. We can go to it. Let's break it down. I'm going to just go to the fourth quarter. Because this Bills team's only scored 7 points in the second half. So they was held to 7 points in the second half. They scored, let's see. They had the ball. Out of halftime, the Chiefs went down there and scored. It took the Chiefs 3 minutes to score. It made it 20-17. Then they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. They had a 15-play drive. The Bills had a 15-play drive. The first drive out of halftime, 15-play drive, 75 yards, and that ended in a touchdown. That ended in a touchdown rolling to the left where he did his thing. He rolled to the left. He was about to run, but then Shakir kind of came back to that back pylon or to the front pylon and was able to throw the ball right on the sideline. He caught the touchdown. Great play by Shakir. Great play by Josh Allen. But you need more of this. That gave them the lead. That gave the Bills the lead 24-20, my bad. That was the last time they scored in the whole game. So with 3 minutes left, the Chiefs get the ball with 3:23 left in the third quarter. So for 18 minutes, the last 18 minutes of the game, the Bills didn't score another point. Right? Let me tell you what happened after that. The Chiefs, right after the Bills had that long drive, 15-play drive, 75 yards, ended in a touchdown. That was a great drive. They ran the ball. James Cook ran the ball really well in that drive. Johnson, I think it's Ty Johnson, he ran the ball pretty well in that time. And they really put the ball in James Cook's hands at that time. So that was more of a running game drive. They was able to lean on their offensive line. And it looked like some Buffalo football. And I was like, okay. You know, the first drive out of halftime, we might see something. Then he rolled out to the left and make that pass to Shakir, number 10. I'm like, okay. That was a game-changer play right there. And I'm not going to call listen to me. Listen to me. I need y'all to listen to me. Because, you know, people would like to perceive things a certain way. Bruh, Josh Allen is a game changer. He's not a game manager. He's a game changer. He's a top five quarterback in NFL. Right? He is. I give him that. But he has no MVPs. He has not played. He's lost a lot of games. He's lost big games. And he went missing in some of these games. Like, all right, let me just go back to that. So Chiefs get the ball back with 3:23 in the third quarter. It takes them 7 plays to score. They scored in 7 plays. Now it makes the score 27-24. The game ended. That was the last score of the entire game. The final score of the game was 27-24. So the Chiefs scored. Now it's 14:20 on the clock. 14:20 in the fourth quarter. They just scored. The Bills get the ball back. They get the ball back on their own 25. What do they do? 3-and-out. There were only 2 3-and-outs in this entire game. Like, I remember talking to my boy RJ. He hosts the Off the Top show. And I was telling him, like, bro, this is a game where there will be no 3-and-outs. There will be no 3-and-outs in this game because you have these two, like, elite quarterbacks playing right now. These two game-changing quarterbacks playing right now. And even if Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes not able to throw the ball down the field on a certain play, they're going to use their legs to extend the play if that's running or extend the play rolling out, finding the lane to pass the ball to somebody. So I just said, like, bro, it ain't going to be no 3-and-outs. You feel me? This ain't a game where you're going to see 3-and-outs, especially with this type of quarterback play. Josh Allen waits to the fourth quarter to go 3-and-out. He waits all the way to the fourth quarter to go 3-and-out. So they go 3-and-out, right? It's 4th and 5 on their own 30-yard line. The Chiefs have 10 players on the field. I guess it was some type of check. I don't know what it was, but the Chiefs had 10 players on the field. So the Bills faked the punt. They snapped the ball to the up back, and that's DeMar Hamlin. They snapped the ball to him on 4th and 5. Not 4th and 1. Not 4th and maybe 2. On 4th and 5, they snapped the ball to him and expect him to basically get 10 yards because he's literally like 4 yards behind the, you know, he's 4 yards in the backfield. So you snap the ball to him and expect for him to get 9 yards. That falls in their face. They don't get that. So now you give the Chiefs the ball back on your own 32-yard line. Let me break that down a little bit right now. Because I got to talk about this. I was looking at this shit like, bro, who do you think you playing against? Rex Grossman? You really about to give Patrick Mahomes the ball back in his own territory off a fake punt on a short field? You really about to give Mahomes the ball back and he's already up by 3 points? And now he only got to go 30 yards to score a touchdown? Who chose that play? Was that like an automatic check? Did McDermott call that play in the huddle? Did he, you know, we're gonna go in for the fake right now. This is the moment to go for the fake. I really don't get that. Midfield, you know, or even around like the plus 45 where it's like, I don't know if I want to punt or I don't know if I want to kick a field goal. Maybe considering that play, but in your own territory? In your own territory, you want to fake a punt. Why not just leave Josh Allen there and go for it? If you're going to go for it, why not just put the ball in 17 hands? I didn't understand that. If you know you're going to go for it, why not just put the ball in 17 hands and say, hey, we're going to call up the best play and let's see how it goes. You're gonna snap the ball to a guy that has literally haven't played this entire season. He probably was active for like 3 games. You're going to snap the ball to him in one of the most pivotal moments of the game, of your season. You're going to snap the ball to him? What, they wanted him to be like a hero or something? That's like, bruh, that's damn near close to the Seattle Seahawks not just giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch. That them moments are very equivalent. Why not just keep the ball in 17 hands if you was going to go for it? Why not just hand the ball off again to Marshawn Lynch? He literally just got tackled at the half-yard line the play before that. Why not just hand him off the ball again? What is that about? But now we're stuck. We're stuck in a situation where we're talking about Josh Allen and what he did and what he didn't do. But I think that's the biggest mistake. That is the biggest mistake of the night. The fake punt on 4th and 5 on your own 29-yard line. That was the worst decision he could have ever made right there. And he did. Like, as I'm watching it, I'm like, bro, what is he doing? You really about to give the ball? He already in scoring territory. He on a 30-yard line. Anything, they got a field goal. You really about to give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes on a short field, 30 yards, after what how he's been playing this entire game? After how Pacheco been running the ball? I just didn't get that. I didn't get that at all. So the first play after that, Pacheco gets a toss. He runs the ball down to the To the 3-yard line. So now it's first and goal on the 3-yard line, Kansas City. You got Rice. He's a nice red zone target. He's definitely a red zone target. I've seen him score a lot of touchdowns in the red zone this year. Patrick Mahomes have thrown to him a lot. You got Travis Kelce, the ultimate weapon, ultimate red zone threat. You got Patrick Mahomes. You got Andy Reid calling up these plays, and this is where he really get freaky at in the red zone, especially inside the 5-yard line. And I know Mecole Hardman is one of those red zone guys that can get a jet sweep or get a shovel pass and things like that. But, bro, he haven't touched the ball all game. And I think he fumbled earlier in the game. Let me make sure. Mecole Hardman fumbled. He had already fumbled. He fumbled twice this game. He lost two fumbles. So you give him back the ball? No, he didn't lose the first fumble, but he fumbled twice. He lost the second one. You give him back the ball, right? Andy Reid calls a shovel pass to Mecole Hardman. He sprints out to the left, rolling to the left. He gets tackled. He's rolling over, and he stretches the ball. He's literally like a whole yard away from the end zone. He tries to stretch the ball. And Jordan Poyer, a veteran safety, a great player for that system. He's been in that system for a long time. Makes a big play. He knocks the ball loose, and the ball goes through the end zone. And it's a touchback. It got reviewed. It wasn't called a touchback on the field. But they reviewed it. And, you know, because, you know, you're going to see the replay. They reviewed it, and it's like he wasn't down. And the ball came out before he went down. And he fumbles the ball through the end zone. Right? So now it's like, damn. They was literally about to go up 34-24. And then have a 10-point gap. Have a 10-point window where now it's really pressure on Josh Allen and the Bills. Now they got to score twice and get two more stops, right? But the defense made a play for Josh Allen. You can say whatever you want to about this defense. They made a play in the fourth quarter. They got him the ball back in the fourth quarter from the 3-yard line. I know people say, oh, well, Dan Orlovsky on fucking TV all day talking about the defense let Josh Allen down and da-da-da-da. Bro, they did what they can do. They held They held Patrick Mahomes' offense to 27 points. Come on, bro. That's Patrick Mahomes. You're not gonna hold him to 19 points, to 13 points, to 15 points. You can't guarantee that. They held Patrick Mahomes under 30 points. That's great. I would think you at home, Josh Allen and the way that offense been going crazy at home in his own backyard versus a vulnerable Chiefs team, because this team has been vulnerable all year. People were saying they was going to go home in the first round. They're not going to advance because all the wide receiver drops and this and that and et cetera. You in your own backyard. And you can't score more than 30 points? You can't score more than 27 points? Just saying. You elite, right? Okay. I guess. Okay. 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 So back to what I was saying. Jordan Poyer made a big play. Knocked the ball loose. The ball goes into the end zone. Out of bounds. Touchback. Now the Bills got the ball back. 12 minutes. 12:09 on the clock. The Bills get the ball back. And guess what they do? Guess what they do? Immediately after they just made the literally possession, they literally canceled each other out. The fake punt was a bad punt. It was a bad play, everything. But they literally got the ball back right after that. Two plays after that, they got the ball back to Josh Allen. Literally got the ball right back. Right back. So those kind of canceled each other out. No points was made. Nothing. Now you got another, and it was only like a minute that went by. A minute went by, not even a minute. The Chiefs got, after that fake punt, the Chiefs got the ball at 12 minutes and 53 seconds. The Bills had the ball back at 12 minutes and 9 seconds. So not even a minute went past, and they had the ball back at the 20-yard line. Guess what Josh Allen's offense do? 3-and-out. Oh, hell no. 2 3-and-outs in the fourth quarter? Where they need you the most? They need you the most. They need you to make the plays. They need you to make the plays. 3-and-out. They punt the ball. Now the Chiefs got the ball. Chiefs make some plays, da-da-da-da-da-da. They end up punting. 8 minutes, 35 seconds, they end up punting the ball. Now the Bills got the ball back. The score is still 27-24. Bills get the ball back with 8 minutes and 23 seconds on the clock. Bills go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Another 15-play drive. Another 15-play drive. Right? Some nice little third downs in there. Josh Allen, 3rd-and-3 on the 27-yard line. He throws the ball to Dawson Knox for 4 yards. Great conversion. Did his thing right there. They able to run the ball. They're running the ball. Kincaid catches a bubble screen, 8 yards. Josh Allen runs again, first down. Then you got incomplete pass, 2nd-and-10, incomplete pass again. Now you got 3rd-and-10. Josh Allen runs the ball. He dropped back 3rd-and-10, scrambles, runs the ball. This is where Chris Jones makes him fumble. He knocks the ball out, and it looked like it was about to be a scoop. Somebody came right there and scooped, but one of the guys actually knocked the ball down as he was about to scoop it and fell on it. So now they fell on it, fell on the ball. The Bills get the ball back. So just think about that. I just said Josh Allen scrambled and fumbled the ball. If the Chiefs get the ball back, he get the ball back at 5 minutes and 44 seconds. They get the ball back. But they didn't because the Bills fell on the ball. So now it's 4th-and-3. I don't remember the last time I've ever seen this, but they advanced. They made the 4th down. But I've never really seen a 4th down called be thrown, the ball be thrown behind the line of scrimmage. Like, I never really see that. You never really see, like, a 4th down, like 4th-and-5, 4th-and-4, where the ball is thrown behind the line of scrimmage. Why don't they trust Josh Allen to throw the ball down the field? Why? Why don't they trust him to sit back in the pocket and kind of pick the defense apart? Why don't they do that? So was it really Ken Dorsey's fault earlier this year? Ken Dorsey wasn't out there throwing the ball for Josh Allen. He wasn't throwing the ball to the other team. You gotta understand, Josh Allen started the season this year. I think the first game he threw, what, 4 interceptions? The first game of the season, Jets, Josh Allen, right? Jets. And this is where Aaron Rodgers literally tore his Achilles, the fourth play of the game down there. Josh Allen threw 3 interceptions and fumbled the ball twice, lost both of them. 5 turnovers in the first game. Is that Ken Dorsey's fault? I don't think that's Ken Dorsey's fault, right? So, one thing we know about Josh Allen is he's going to turn the ball over. He's going to fumble sometimes because he runs the ball a lot. He's reckless with his body. And when he throws the ball, he believes in his arm so much, he's trying to fit the ball in these windows where you shouldn't do that. You know, you should try to find another way to get the ball there or throw it earlier, you know, or not throwing it so late all the time where you have to use all of your strength, you know. I've seen Stephon Diggs make some of the toughest catches with Josh Allen because Josh Allen always trying to fit the ball in some of these crazy windows. And Diggs got some hands, so he was able to catch the ball, you know. Just saying. But so Josh Allen fumbles the ball. They get the ball back. It's 4th and 3. He throws the ball behind the line of scrimmage to Shakir. Shakir gains 10 yards. So now they got the ball back. It's 4:46. It's first down. Josh Allen, they got the ball. Couple plays. Okay. Now it's 3rd and 4. Josh Allen throws the ball to Sheffield. Gain of 7 yards. It was a nice little stick route. Something quick. Great conversion. Right? Now we got 2 minutes left. 2:46 left. First down. James Cook run 1 yard. They get 1 yard. It goes down to the 2-minute warning. It's 2nd and 9. The first play out of the 2-minute warning was it was an empty. And it was where Stephon Diggs comes on like a little motion in. And he runs a drag route all the way across the field. And it was 3 guys to the left. Shakir was the middle guy. He was the 2-wide receiver. And it was somebody at the 3 spot. I don't know who was there. But he ran like a 10-yard out. And Shakir ran a post to try to open up the middle of the field. Whatever. I see Stephon Diggs screaming across the middle, like across on a drag route. He's wide open. Nobody went with him. The linebackers didn't communicate, so he's literally running by himself. If you're watching that play, you literally see the linebacker trying to communicate to the other guy on the other side. Bro, drop him. Drop, because the under route is coming to you. He's trying to point him there, right? Stephon Diggs is wide open. You throw him that ball right there, now it's closer. Think about it. You throw him the ball, let's say he catches and runs. It's 2nd and 9. Let's say he gets 7 yards on there. Now it's 3rd and 2 instead of being 3rd and 9. Where does Josh Allen throw the ball? Bless you. Yeah, this organic over here. Vibe with me. But Josh Allen throws the ball in the dirt. But you want to know what's funny? He should have completed that pass. The Josh Allen throw that he has, the arm that he has, how he can fit the ball in these windows, throwing off his back foot, front foot, don't matter. He should have been able to throw that ball and hit Shakir in the end zone on the post route because Shakir was open. I don't know. I think one of the backside route held the backside safety to where the middle field was open. I'm looking at it. It probably was like cover 4. It was like some sort of cover 4. And the backside routes kept the safety on the back. It kept the safety backside. He probably ran a corner, probably ran a seam, whatever he ran. Shakir crosses the middle of the field on the post route in the end zone. Josh Allen one hops the ball in the end zone. He one hops it. And it wasn't like he was super pressured because I watched Jordan Love last week, even this week, versus Dallas. Pressure all in his face, throw the ball off his back foot, throw a dime to Wilkes in the end zone on the same type of post route in the same area of the field. I've watched Mahomes throw to make this throw. I've watched guys make this throw. And like I said, it was not a lot of pressure in his face. He could have just slid a little bit to the right and made an accurate throw. but he one hopped the ball off the ground. What is that about? It's moments like this where I'd be like, bro, he not ready. He not ready. You have to be ready. You're going to have to beat Mahomes. I tweeted yesterday. In order to beat Mahomes, you're going to have to beat Mahomes. So I'm not betting against him. But I might be betting against him this week, playing against Lamar Jackson. And I think the Ravens team are a better team than the Chiefs. But we'll talk about that on the episode later this week, because I'm going to break that down and get thoroughly into that game as well. But this was a game of the quarterbacks. This wasn't a game for James Cook, and this wasn't going to be a defensive game. Both teams gave up, you know, plus 20 points. And this is the key thing that people kind of not paying attention to as well. If Josh Allen just throws the ball to Stephon Diggs, maybe he turns it up and get close. Bro, I think he gets the first down. We've seen him, bro. He's literally rolling across the field, and the guy he's rolling to, his eyes is elsewhere. So he literally probably going to catch the ball and keep running. But let's just say he caught the ball and got tackled. Now it's 3rd and 1, right? But the ball is on a 19-yard line now. Now if they don't get that first down, now the kicker is kicking the ball closer. It's more of an easier shot now. Now the wind can't be as much as effective because he's closer. He's 6 or 7, 8 yards closer to the goal. But now you on 2nd and 9 and 3rd and 9, now you throw 2 incompletions. Now he's kicking the ball from the 26-yard line. Now that's a 44-yard field goal. And guess what? He misses it. He misses it. I'm not blaming the kicker. I'm blaming Josh Allen. You know why I'm blaming Josh Allen? Because 2 times when your team needed you in the 4th quarter, 2 times, you went on 2 3 and outs. 2 3 and outs. The only 3 and outs of the game. The only 3 and outs of the entire game. He had 2 of them in the 4th quarter. 1 immediately after they got the touchback and forced the fumble where the Chiefs are supposed to go up 34 to 24. The Chiefs was literally supposed to go up 34 to 24. But they turned over the ball and gave you the ball back. And you immediately did a... Man. He immediately did a 3 and out right after that. And then got the ball back again after that and fumbled, and which was the Chiefs should have recovered, but that's the name of the game. Then your team got you the ball back again. And then you got the first down. Why you can't drive the ball down and score? Why not? That's all I'm saying. Let me see after the fumble. When did the fumble happen? The fumble happened with just a little bit under 6 minutes left. They got the 4th and 3 at 4 minutes and 46 seconds. So 4 minutes and 46 seconds, you on the opposite, you on the team 40-yard line. You on the Chiefs 40-yard line. Kick a field goal, you're probably going to go into overtime. You may not, though, because, you know, I've seen Patrick Mahomes score a touchdown and, you know, drive his team and score a touchdown in 20 seconds, under 20 seconds. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, it was against the Buffalo Bills. But you got 4 minutes to score a touchdown. You got 4 minutes to be the hero in your own backyard. And you've been playing well for the last 8 games of the year. People was talking about you should be in the MVP talks. You should win MVP over Lamar Jackson. You was a team that was literally in week 10, week 9, you was a team that was talked about that's probably not even going to make the playoffs. And then somehow you end up winning your division and being the 2 seed. And then you get in this moment and you leave it in the kicker's hands. You leave it in the kicker's hands. Nah. I don't know about that, bro. That's the only thing I talk about with Josh Allen, bro. He didn't show up in the moments when they needed him to show up in the fourth quarter. He put up 0 points. The last 18 minutes of the game, he scored 0 points. His offense scored 0 points. And his defense prevented points being scored. His defense got a turnover on the 3-yard line. Gave him the ball back with 12 minutes left. And he went out there and got a 3-and-out. Oh, man. What is going on? What is going on? Literally dominated this game. Had the ball for 14 minutes more than the Chiefs. Had 27 first downs to the Chiefs 21. He converted on third down 7 for 14. The Chiefs was 1 for 5 on third down. The Bills was 3 for 4 in the red zone. The Chiefs was 2 for 4 in the red zone. The Bills had 182 yards. The Chiefs had 146. The Chiefs just had 30 more passing yards than the Bills did. Come on. This is the sign, though. This is why I say Patrick Mahomes is easily better than Josh Allen, for sure. Like, easily. Easily. This is the stat right here. And this is alarming to me. This stat that I'm about to point out right here is very, very alarming. Because it don't matter where it's at. It don't matter if it's in Arrowhead. It don't matter if it's in Cincinnati. It don't matter if it's in Orchard Park in Buffalo. This stat right here is very alarming to me. And if I'm Bills Mafia, I'm kind of wondering, like, what's going on? Passing yards per attempt in this game yesterday versus the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes' passing yards per attempt was 9.3 yards. Josh Allen's passing yards per attempt were 4.8 yards. You only throwing the ball down the field 5 yards? Out of your 26 completions, 16 of them were behind the line of scrimmage? And you have a Pro Bowl receiver, a guy that's went over 1,000 yards all of his year? I don't know what happened the back end of this season between Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen. But let me just read you off this. I'm going to just read you off Stephon Diggs first. I'm going to just say for his first 8 games. The first game of the season, he had 10 catches for 102 yards. Second game, 7 for 66 yards. Third game, 8 catches for 111 yards. Fourth game versus Miami, he had 6 catches, 120, and 3 touchdowns. The next game versus the Jaguars, 8 catches, 121 yards, 1 touchdown. The next game versus the Giants, 10 catches, 100 yards. The next game versus New England, 6 catches, 58 yards, 1 touchdown. The next game versus Tampa Bay, 9 catches, 70 yards. The next game versus Cincinnati, 6 catches for 86 yards, 1 touchdown. That was the start of the season. Something happened after that, after the Cincinnati game. I'm telling y'all right now, something happened after the Cincinnati game. The next game at Cincinnati was versus Denver. He had 3 catches for 34 yards. The next game after that versus the Jets, he had 4 catches for 27 yards. The next game after that for Philly, he had 6 catches, 74 yards, 1 touchdown. The next game after that versus the Chiefs, he had 4 catches for 24 yards, and that was in a win. The next game versus Dallas, which was another win, he had 4 catches for 48 yards. The next game after that, which was another win, he had 5 catches for 29 yards. The next game after that, which was another win, 4 catches for 26 yards. The next game after that against Miami, with the division on the line, all of that, he had 7 catches for 87 yards. The first playoff game last week versus Pittsburgh, he had 7 catches for 52 yards. The game yesterday versus Kansas City, he had 3 catches for 21 yards. 3 catches for 21 yards. I don't know what happened with them, But I know Stephon Diggs will be in another uniform next year. You know, he's definitely going to be in another uniform next year. I don't know for who. If is it the Cowboys? You know, do they work something out where he can play with his brother? Is it the Cowboys? You know, is it the Ravens? Is it Houston? Who knows? Is it Jacksonville? Who knows? You know, is it who knows? Is it Miami? Who knows? This can go a lot of places. But I definitely don't think he's going to be a Buffalo Bill next year. This was another year, you know, another year. Stephon Diggs, 1,000 yards. Even through all of that, even through all of those numbers I just said, he still managed to have 107 catches, 1,183 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Even through all of what I just said, all of the back end of the games where he wasn't having 3 catches for 15 yards, he still managed to have 107 catches, in which he had 108 catches last year. Still had 107 catches, 1,000 yards, over 1,100 yards, and 8 touchdowns. That's still better than a lot of people in this league. That's still top 10 on a lot of teams in this league. And I don't think his game fell off. Like, I don't think he's fell off. I think his targets went down. I think they stopped. You know, I don't know what it is. I think they kind of stopped featuring him in the offense. I think that was a whole thing to try to make, you know, this team more about Josh Allen. And, you know, for him to spread the wealth and give the ball to Dalton Kincaid, they wanted to incorporate him and those guys into the offense more. They started to run the ball more with James Cook, you know. They started to throw the ball to Dawson Knox. Shakir started to get the ball more. Gabe Davis. Even with Gabe Davis out, I don't think Gabe Davis plays the last 3 games. And still, Diggs' target's been down. I don't know, but it's just a lot to say about this game, man. They just didn't make it. They just didn't do what they needed to do. Now, I know I spent a lot of time talking about the Bills and Josh Allen because I had to give my spiel about this, you know. Like, I watched these games thoroughly. I think I know, you know, a little bit about a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I know what greatness look like. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I think Josh Allen is a top 5 quarterback in this league. But I think there are some things in his game that is overlooked way more than in other quarterbacks' game. Way more. Like, we had a nerd this year to be talking bad about Patrick Mahomes. People was talking about how they think his reign is over and how he fell off and how he's playing bad. And then y'all look at Josh Allen and y'all look at yesterday and he threw for 186 passing yards on his own backyard. And we say, oh, well, he's not the reason they lost, and he's not this, and I heard Dan Orlovsky say, oh, well, the Chiefs' defense was forcing him to throw the ball behind the line of scrimmage. I'm just like, oh, my God. How many excuses are we going to make for this guy? How many – year after year, we're making excuses for Josh Allen. What is going on? I'm just saying. People talk bad about Lamar Jackson. I'm telling you, there was so many people praying on Lamar Jackson's downfall this weekend. There was so many people praying on Lamar Jackson's downfall this weekend. But they quiet right now. But they will not have that same energy towards Josh Allen. They won't. They will not have that same energy. They will not have that same. I seen an interesting stat. Like, we already know how great Patrick Mahomes is. So that's why I ain't really got even, you know, I ain't really even got to jump into the whole Patrick Mahomes situation. We know how great. So I found something like very, very interesting regarding Josh Allen. And I went to his playoff record. You know, they always want to talk about playoff records, right? Oh, Lamar is 1-3 in the playoffs and ha, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And he can't be a playoff performer and ha, 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 and this and that. Okay, cool. Let's talk about it. Josh Allen is 5-5 in the playoffs. He's been to the AFC Championship one time. These are the teams he lost to. Josh Allen has lost to the Houston Texans. He lost to Kansas City 3 times in the playoffs. He lost to Patrick Mahomes 3 times in the playoffs. And he lost to Joe Burrow. He lost to Mahomes and Joe Burrow at home. and he lost to the rest of those games on the road. Houston in two Chief games on the road. The teams he beat in the playoffs, he beat. Let me make sure. Josh Allen, his playoff wins, he had five playoff wins, right? This is who he beat. He beat the Chargers in 2020 where Phillip Rivers was on his way out. That was his last year. I think that was his last game. The Chargers, we're not taking the Chargers series. They're on their way out. And then he beat the immediately after that, he beat Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Lamar Jackson got a concussion in the third quarter. And when he beat the Ravens that year, he did not throw a touchdown in that game. I want to make very, very sure right about that. Let me make sure. Yeah. Cause a lot of people like to talk like he was just out there dominating. In that game, they won 17-3, right? The Bills won 17-3. Josh Allen, 23 for 37, 201 yards, one touchdown. But they also had a defensive touchdown as well. Lamar Jackson, it was a tip pass in between the 5-yard line. They ended up running it all the way back. So he only scored one touchdown in that game as well. So he scored one touchdown. In 2020, they won the game. We ain't gonna look at it about nothing. He won the game. Good job. In 2021, he beat Mac Jones and the Patriots. Y'all heard what I said? He beat Mac Jones. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Mac Jones was a rookie that year. He beat a rookie Mac Jones in the Patriots. And that was the same year, if I'm not mistaken, which I think that was the year where Bill Belichick went into Buffalo during the season and ran the ball literally the whole game and won on all run plays. Like, I think Mac Jones had only threw the ball like one or two times the entire game. They literally ran the ball the entire game and won the game. And then in 2002, he played Miami, but he played against Skylar Thompson. Terry Bridgewater was hurt and Tua was out. So he played against a third-string quarterback. And in 2003, this year, against the Steelers, he played against another third-string quarterback that only started like the last like three or four games. Kenny Pickett started. When Kenny Pickett got hurt, they put in Mitchell Trubisky. They didn't even put in Mason Rudolph after Kenny Pickett got hurt. They put in Mitchell Trubisky. That's all I'm saying. Those are the teams that Josh Allen has beat. He has not beaten any great court, like any. He hasn't beaten no worthy teams. Lamar Jackson in 2020, that was his first year. He was young. He had won MVP that year. He was a young guy, young to the playoffs, new to the playoffs. That's what that was. After that, he beat Matt Jones, Skylar Thompson, and Mason Rudolph. And every time he lost to Joe Burrow at home, he lost to Patrick Mahomes. On the road, then lost to Patrick Mahomes on the road again, then played Patrick Mahomes in his own backyard just yesterday and lost. So let's not act like Josh Allen has some impressive wins in his catalog, you know? Some impressive playoff wins in his catalog. I just don't think he does. But shout out to the Chiefs, man. They handled their business. They played great. All the noise that they've been hearing this year, it was very warranted because they were dropping the ball. They was losing games they shouldn't have lost. They was losing home games that they ain't lost no home games in a long time. They were losing home games. It was just a bunch of mess going on with that organization. And they somehow end up in the AFC Championship with a chance to beat, you know, one of the best teams in the NFL right now. Literally Super Bowl favorites right now. And Baltimore Ravens, they got a chance to go into M&T Bank Arena and two MVPs facing each other. The MVP last year was Patrick Mahomes. The MVP this year is going to be Lamar Jackson. Both of them facing each other, they get to go in there and have a historical game. And they get to go in there with a chance to upset this team. That's all you can ask for, because the game had to be played. It don't matter how much we talk, how much people talk on these podcasts, on these sports shows, no matter what advantages you think you have. Once the game start, that's going to determine who wins. Nothing that was said before that, nothing that was said after that. It's all about what you do within those 60 minutes. So I'm excited for this weekend, man. Great win for the Patriots. Great win for the Chiefs. Bad loss for the Bills. We will see what they do next year, but ain't talking about them no more. Got it all out. Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT at quarterback. Excited for this matchup this week. I will be breaking down that matchup later this week, so tune in. Lip on it, pop. Lip on it. Bear with me, boy. I be tripping sometimes. I be tweaking. But Speak On It Podcast. This is episode 79, specifically regarding the Chiefs and the Bills. If you tuned in, I appreciate you. If you didn't, I appreciate you too. You dig what I'm saying? Episode 79. Lip out.